Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
This is Drunk Women Solving Crime. My name's Taylor Glenn, and I'm a writer and comedian. I'm joined by screenwriter Hannah George.
Hello.
As well as author and comedian Katie Wilkins.
Hello.
This is where beer meets breaking and entering, Prosecco meets perjury, and vodka meets vandalism. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Coming up on Drunk Women Solving Crime.
People will fancy my French accent. I'm going to make crime sexy today.
Bonjour.
She would have bloody loved the Titanic. She'd have been on that.
They cut Braveheart's dick off in the movie.
Babe, what?
Sorry. They just, I don't know my barbaric history.
Classic, wow. British farce, guys. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hello. We are Drunk Women Solving Crime. We are still in lockdown, but we are still enjoying ourselves and doing some remote recordings. And I'm very excited to introduce our guest for this episode. It is the comedian, writer, and MC, Ariel Suma.
Hey! What's up, guys?
Hey!
Hey! Hello. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Good,
so
good.
I hope people will fancy my French accent. Hey. We say it goes. I'm going to make crime sexy today.
Bonjour. Very
yeah.
Nice. That's as far as my French goes, but...
It's about time we made crime sexy on the show. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm, I think so. Three women are not enough. You need a French one.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what the feedback we've been getting is.
Yes, generally. And also, would you stop trying to pronounce French? That one goes to me, because we've done a few cases that involve France itself. And yes, I try to pronounce stuff and it's shit. So I think everybody's going to be grateful to hear someone who can actually speak the language.
To be fair, like, Taylor, sometimes, like, you struggle with some English as well. Say aluminium. I mean, my God.
Oh, my God, brutal.
Aluminum. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. We always start the podcast not by making fun of me. No, although that's becoming a new running theme. We kick it off by asking you, Ariel, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yes, unfortunately, I've been a victim of a crime. I was traveling, I think it was 2016. to Cuba. I was traveling alone. I'm like, you know what? I'm 40 years old. Damn it. I don't have a man. I'm still going to do my life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So I went to Cuba, and on the first day I went out. They've got a problem with Wi-Fi over there. You know what I mean? You have to be in the street with the Wi-Fi and trying to get the signal.
Oh, no.
You know, it's mad. When I was watching people, like, what are they doing at the bus stop? They're waiting for the... No, they're waiting for the Wi-Fi. They're on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's just like...
I saw this.
It's just Wales. My husband is Welsh and it's the same way.
But it's like a law there, isn't it, in Cuba? Like, I saw it on cruising the J. McDonald, which is where I get all my sort of worldly knowledge from. And yeah, it's like they don't have Wi-Fi in houses. It's so odd.
Did not know this. Fascinating.
Yeah, in Cuba.
Okay, so everyone's outside trying to get the signal. Gotcha.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot going on in Cuba, guys.
There is a lot going on. So I had my backpack and I was so much concentrating on the Wi-Fi and trying to talk to my son that someone went through my bag. And I didn't even know. I was walking by.
No.
And then someone told me, sorry, your bag is open. Panic.
Shit.
Panic. I looked. Money gone. Card gone.
Oh.
Passport
gone. No.
And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to leave? Am I going to prostitute myself? What's going on?
I love that you went straight to that.
Well, this is the only way women can support themselves nowadays, you know, if you don't have a job. I don't speak the language. What else can I do?
Absolutely. It's the only thing where actually the wage gap is kind of fair, so.
Yeah, and I'll be my own boss, so.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Like, hey, there's an embassy over there. No, I think I got this.
I went to the embassy and I was in tears. They were not really helpful. And they're like, oh, you need to pay this amount for the new passport. I'm like, don't you understand? They stole my money.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to go to, money transfer, whatever. I'm like, listen, I'm here. I'm French. You know, I can just transfer you money into a bank account or something and you do that to me. No. And the lady I was staying with, she was so nice. She gave me the money. We went to do pictures. And then we did my passport.
Wow.
It was crazy. Then I went back home. It was the next day. I went back home. And we went out to... Because I called my friend to transfer me some money. And he did that. So we went out to get the money. And a woman just was there like, oh, sorry, I'm looking for this address. I said, oh, this is this address. Oh, I'm looking for that woman. Someone just dropped a wallet.
Oh.
So my passport was there. My card was there.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But the cash was gone. And what's very weird, my nail file was gone.
What? Wow.
I know. They give me the card back and the passport, but my nail file, bye-bye.
Was it a metal?
That's
it was
so weird.
Metal.
Yeah, it was a metal one.
Weapon?
Mm.
This feels like the start of a film. Wow. I know, we say that a fuckload on this show, but it really does. Like,
no, because it's a mystery.
Yeah, they just need money and a file, and they're off on a spree.
It's going to take them so long to, like, break into a bank using a tiny little mail file. Like, I've got this, guys. Come back 4 or 5 years, and we'll be fine.
Or it's, you know, maybe it's a present for somebody's girlfriend.
Like, maybe, because they're desperate. They're very desperate.
Yeah.
But get those things back, you must have been shocked.
I was shocked. It was nice, but I was pissed off because I just spent my time in the embassy. You know, just a few hours before would have been nice.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So did you get a new passport before you got...
Oh,
I just had my passport back.
Wow.
And it's so frustrating. What's frustrating is I live in South London, right, for like 25 years.
Yeah.
And I never got robbed.
Wow.
Yeah. So when people say South London is rough, no, go to Cuba. All right.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
Because I guess they could have just taken your whole bag because you were distracted by the Wi-Fi.
I know, the bag was, it was a
backpack.
It was on your shoulder. Yeah, mm-hmm. They were good enough, but that would be very good.
Oh, my shoulders are moving. Why am I dancing?
Exactly. The back of my t-shirt is gone. Wow.
I love that though, like, because I worry that if somebody was to go through my handbag and like pick and choose, they'd probably leave all of it just because it's like an old inhaler, some chewing gum, some sanitary towels. Like, I don't have anything of value. Like,
it is valuable. Toothpaste, yeah. Sanitary towel, all those things. It is my nail file, for goodness sake, people. Nail file.
Well, this is, I mean, not that I have the ability to actually profile. I just have a drinking problem and I do a podcast. But it feels like whoever took it, the only reason you'd leave those other things behind is that you don't have the means to use them. Like, it would be like if I stole a passport, I'd be like, yay, I would have no idea what to do with it. I know they're valuable, but I wouldn't know where to sell it or what to do. So it's like, what do you need right now? I need a nail file and I need cash. And that's all I can use.
But also, you know, if it's just been reported, then probably that passport was useless. Because...
yes, that's true.
Like, there might have been, like, you know... if it was, you know, the technology of like, well, now that one can't be used because of, on the system.
Yeah, but what's funny is like, it looks like they gave it back to the immigration for them to find where I was staying.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I quite like the honesty of that.
They kind of, it's kind of a weird thief, you know, take the stuff and that, you know what, I'm feeling bad for that woman. I want her to go home safe. I don't want her to get prostituted. No, we got enough of them. I don't want her to take their jobs. Yeah. Let's make sure that she lives, you know?
Right. Interesting.
Or, because this is something that's come up, it's a way of trying to get a reward. So there might have been a story. I don't know. But there was if they could find out where
no
you were.
There was no person saying, here, I found your bag. There was no way to give a reward.
Yeah. Well, someone turned up. Who was the person that turned up?
Well, someone had to drop it off, so...
it's someone who was working for the government or something like that.
Oh.
It was... I mean, you can't ask for a reward for someone who's just been robbed.
Yeah.
If you can find you, though, this is why I don't do crime. But, look, I have very good connections in Cuba, being an American. So we're going to get some... when you said you went there, I'm like, what's it like being allowed? Wow.
You can go, you just have to fly out of another country, Taylor.
Yeah, I guess. But now I don't want to go because all I have are backpacks. Wow. Well, Ariel, one thing that we usually ask is if you had the perpetrator, whoever they might be, in front of you and you can say whatever you want, free of consequence, what would you say to this person?
I say, well, you know what? You wasted one day of my life. Yeah. But, you know... and seriously, I didn't eat for one day, so I don't know how many grams I lost, but whatever. But in another way, I saw Cuba in another way because I spent some time in the police station. Ooh. And then they took me in their car to try for me to find the place that it happened. I don't know why. Oh, I told them already, you know. And it was so nice because they put the music very loud and it was a 4x4 and I felt like, yeah, you know what I mean? So I was recording it. I was recording with nice music and everything. Like, wow, you know.
People pay a lot of money for tours like that. That's,
I know.
Pretty cool.
And I was behind a cop car, you know.
What a great traveling tip. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good.
Yeah.
You know what? They gave me a translator because my Spanish is okay, but I was telling them, okay, go slowly when you talk. And they didn't want to bother. So they asked for a translator. They didn't even tell me. So I was waiting there. I'm like very anxious. Then eventually they told me, oh no, waiting on the translator. They brought a translator who speak French.
Yeah.
And trust me, my Spanish was better than his French.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah. There's a better way.
Obviously, you're, like, bilingual, and rather than just, like, sort of speak slower, they're like, I will speak as fast as I want and we'll just get you a translator.
Yeah.
Like, that seems so counterproductive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was something. Spending, well, not many people visited the police station when they go to Cuba. So I did.
Yeah.
I suppose you see a little bit of the real, the real place. Next time what you should do is like, if they're going to take you back to the scene of the crime, just be like, it's at the best bar in the city. I don't know which one that is, but...
yeah, no, pretend but
it
you're
changed
lost.
My life.
The scenic
it changed
route.
My life. Now when I travel, I get the address of the French embassy I change my backpack. It's one of those backpacks you can't unzip until from behind, you know.
Yes.
I do passport, photocopy of my passport, so I keep one in my...
Yes.
What else do? I make sure that I don't keep my card with my cash, you know.
Yeah.
So I've got a backup. So I learned a lot. Yeah, I don't like to be a victim.
No, once bitten, twice, fuck you, it's not happening again.
Thank you, I was going to say that, but I'm like, oh, that's going to be rude, but...
You can say whatever you want in whatever language you want.
I've hit the...
Oh, that's so cool.
...the rude threshold.
I'm going to take us right down to a base level. What is the best swear in French? What do you think is the best, like, expletive in French?
Best as very naughty or casual?
Both. We want both.
Oh, yeah. I think fils de pute is so bad. It is basically motherfucker.
Okay.
But motherfucker sounds so good. I love to say motherfucker.
The best word.
But fils de pute, I never say those.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But in English, I can swear it sounds so good. Bitch, shit, motherfucker. Just for me, just like, wow, I'm so cool. I love it.
I felt bad asking you that question, and now I'm so glad I did. So, you know, it's good to take risks. Thank you so much for sharing that story with us. It's very interesting. I think I tried to crack it in all the wrong ways, but that's part of the fun. And you came out of it knowing how to be a safer traveler. I got to learn that. I guess I got to wait till that happens to me, because I know I make horrible mistakes when
I
travel.
You've got all the info from Ariel now.
And pack a lot of condom in case you have to prostitute yourself. Be safe. Be safe, ladies, you know.
I love... Just in case.
Play the long game. Forewarned is forearmed.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
So, this crime case involves the assassination attempts of a queen. So my first question is, what queen do you think this was?
Oh.
And is it... Go on, sorry.
I don't think it's in the UK, otherwise we heard about that one.
Actual monarch queen.
Actual monarch queen, and Ariel, this can be at any time in history.
Oh, so it could be the UK, but it might be an olden timey queen.
Oh, they're all trying to kill each other all the time, so this is a bit...
This is true.
Actually, yeah. I mean, like, in theory, wasn't Marie Antoinette a queen?
Yeah, but in France.
Yeah, really, it could be. We just know it's a queen. It could be... Was she the queen when she...
They did get her.
She succeeded, you're right. This is an attempted assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I think one of the queen of England was nearly killed by one of the key queen of Scotland.
Oh, yes. Mary, Queen of Scots.
Yes, that's the one. And then she got imprisoned in England.
Yes, and she spent all of the rest of... Oh, my God, is it Queen Elizabeth?
No. But
it's not Queen Elizabeth I.
No, but I love all of your thinking. Hannah George.
That's true, though. That did happen.
Hannah George, right, you're being now, very quiet in the corner. What do you think?
I'm racking my brains for, like, a kind of... basically, I'm thinking through Blackadder, and I'm thinking, was there ever an episode? That's where I know my history. I know my geography from Cruising with Jane McDonald, history from Blackadder. But I have a sneaking suspicion that it could be Queen Victoria. Just because...
It is absolutely Queen Victoria.
Yes.
Well done. Guys, Queen Victoria, arguably one of the best known monarchs. Can I take that again? Queen Victoria, guys, one of the best known monarchs in history.
You know
history.
Amanda's going to leave it in.
I know. she's the Queen of Queens. She's Queen Vic. She's Vicky the Vixen. She's Vic Mick Queens-a-Lot. She's Quick Vic. She's the Victorian DeLorean. She's Sticky Vicky.
I haven't heard all of these, Taylor. Have you made some of these up?
Sticky Vicky, Sir Reigns-a-Lot. Vicky Cristina Barcelona. I've written more, but I'll stop. Second question. How long did Queen Victoria's reign last? How long was she in power?
She's the longest reigning monarch, apart from the queen now. Okay, it was 1930. So she died in 1901. And
I knew that she died pre-Titanic, because she would have bloody loved the Titanic. She'd have been on that. That's she how managed she managed to get
it. She got it in, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't think there would be a way to shoehorn it in, but there she went. Wow. But you're correct, Katie. She died in 1901.
And she became the queen in... I think she was a queen for like 60 years, maybe 61 or 62 years. I think she became the queen in like 1938 or 1939, okay. maybe? No, 18. Okay. 18. Jesus. Late 1830s.
Did I have to read a lot of books to be on that podcast? Because I don't do no reading.
No, Katie's the only one. So we just let her have a bit of fun and then we cut her off. Wow. Any other guesses? How many years? How many years?
She was heartbroken.
Yes.
So, you know, she lasted a bit too long, even though I think she would have gone before that. So
yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, around 60 years, so...
Okay. You guys, I'm going to give you both the invisible point that we don't even keep, because it's not a competition. 63 years, so
63!
Yeah,
oh, wow.
63.
Okay.
I don't even want to live that long, let alone fucking work the whole time. That is not my goal. Ugh. I didn't celebrate
that. She was
that.
Young when she came to the throne, right?
She was. Your next question, it's rapid fire questions. How many assassination attempts did Queen Victoria survive? How many times did people try to kill her? Motherfucker. What? Now I want to say it.
Okay, I don't know that much about her, but I do know that she was never meant to be queen. There was like a whole load of people that died or abdicated or somehow got out of the way, and then they're like, oh shit, now it has to be this chick. And they, okay. hadn't been raising her to be the queen. They'd been raising her to be, like, some puritanical lady, like, over in this castle where she didn't really meet any people. And I'm just paraphrasing, by the way. This isn't...
So how many attempts do you think she survived?
Are they trying to kill her the whole time? Is this, like, the mafia, basically?
You know, I think that there were a lot of jealous bitches because her and Albert, yeah, sure, they were first cousins. Fine. But... They were into each other. So I think maybe it's just kind of a series of assassination attempts from people that said that they were her friends, but actually they couldn't stand her bragging about how much sweet D she
And she was
did.
Very short, so, you know, those bitches could have, like, given her some high heel so she can just break her leg, you know, fall up them stairs and bang, she's gone. It could happen.
I like your thinking, yeah. And I will be asking a question about how did they try, so hold on to that. The answer is 8. She survived 8 attempts on her life.
I never got to a number, and I would have said 5 max. 8 is shocking.
Now listen, I was going to focus on just one of these assassination attempts, and then I got sucked into a whirlwind of fun, and I thought, fuck it, we're going to do all of them. This case... This
I hope
episode.
You're free until tomorrow morning, Ariel.
No. That's good.
This is so rapid fire. Katie, this episode's going to kill you because there's going to be so little in-depth detail. But we will learn a lot along the way in the form of bite-sized female fun facts. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So all of the attempts on Vicky the Queen Vixter's life involved the same method apart from one. So in these 7 attempts, what do you think the method was? How did they try to kill her?
Poison?
Very good guess.
Always poison. Poison ink. Because she was writing letters to a beloved. And, you know, maybe she had a very bad way to do it. And she used a tongue to, I don't know, remove some... Or to do a kiss or whatever. And poison.
Nice. Poison. I like that.
I think if I'm going back to my theory that this is 8 of her girlfriends, then just a really bitchy look, I think. I think that would kill me. So I'm going for a look.
Killed with a grimace. Very good. The answer is actually a gun.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would have guessed that, though.
People could want to shoot Queen Victoria.
So many times, Katie.
You never hear these stories in the V&A, do you?
Or no. This is why I was like, this is the side of Queen Victoria I've wanted to hear about.
How did they miss her?
Yeah. Wow.
You said yourself she was tiny.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, it's very hard then.
That's a very, very good question, though.
Is it the same people every time, or is it a bunch of different people? Are they really bad at this?
That is also a very good question, Katie. I like how you're all thinking. Your next question is this. Out of the 7 gun attempts, how many times did the pistols actually fire?
One.
Ooh, good guess.
Straight in.
Yeah, so maybe guns weren't very good or reliable.
Yeah.
They were not.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm going to go 2 then. I'm just going to go 1 more, just right. From Taylor saying
I'm going to go
3 reliable.
And then the Price is Right rules.
Absolutely. Well, Katie, you have won this round of the Price is Right. It was actually 4. 4 out of 7. Yeah. So,
okay. In two
of the attempts, the gun jammed, which was really common for the time. Guns were always getting jammed. They weren't quick. You know, you really had to set them up. And Americans just wouldn't stand for this kind of inefficiency.
Were the guns better in America? Or is that just guns everywhere were like this?
It's just a guns in America joke, Katie.
Okay.
I don't know how they were then. I think they were probably about the same. And on one occasion, the would-be assassin was just faking it with a broken gun. So he was just waving it around. Now, female fun fact, the broken gun guy was a teenager called Arthur O'Connor, who is the descendant of Irish revolutionaries. Arthur said that he simply wanted to frighten the Queen into signing a document. Which I can relate to because I need that to get my taxes done.
Okay.
Motivation. But the document would have released Irish political prisoners from being held in English jails.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
That makes sense.
I don't understand. Is that it wanted to do that in public in front of everyone? What?
Well, it wasn't the most sensible plan. I'll give you that. Like, I'll scare her and then she'll do what I want because that's how the monarchy works.
And everyone there's just going to stay and look.
Right.
Everyone would be like, yeah, we can't intercept.
But Katie, I suspect you probably know a little bit about, I'm going to ask you guys, how do you think Victoria's, like, what's her brand? Do you think people like Queen Victoria? Because I moved here, I'm like, wow, people love this woman. Her statue's everywhere. It's the Vic and da-da-da. Like, she's the greatest.
I don't think she was like, I think she didn't have no personality, so people were just like, who is that short thing? You know? You know, so she's short, she's plain, and she's rich. What the fuck is going on? You know?
So she's like a Kardashian, basically.
Well, no, because
ugly version.
She's more boring than a Kardashian. Mm. She's like a Kardashian that's preaching don't drink alcohol and... Actually, it's kind of like a Kardashian with their diet pills and stuff, I guess. But, like, she's really quite puritanical and religious and strict and...
She was.
I think they either liked her or disliked her. I can't remember which one it was because she either was too sort of, like, into sort of, like, the politics of the time or she wasn't enough. It's like, so back in the day, the Queen actually had us, or the monarchy had more of a say in politics. Like, these days, the Queen... Yeah. You don't even... I mean, she's definitely conservative, but you do not know what the Queen's politics are because she has... Right. She's like the BBC. She has to be impartial.
But we know she's pro-Europe because of that hat, though, right?
But Victoria was powerful. This is interesting, though, because sometimes I feel like...
Was she?
I mean, she oversaw so many changes. Like, she basically saw in the first Industrial Revolution here, and she was really pro... industry and technology. So in that sense,
yeah, but that was because of her husband, because she was in love with her husband, so she was a pleasing woman. So her personality wasn't there. She was very horny, and so she was just pleasing her husband. Oh, you want to do a Crystal Palace? Yeah, let's just do that.
But
as long as, you know, we do it tonight, that's fine.
You can do your Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm. Well,
home by 9, please.
If you do my Crystal Palace, am I right? I don't know what that means. All I know is that it burnt down eventually.
Well, no, but that's the main
thing
I know about.
They had vajazzles back then.
They built the parks, didn't they? Her and Albert, they built all the parks. They built, Alexandra Palace.
They had a lot of power and they were very showy.
Okay.
But... one thing that I just never put 2 and 2 together about is one of the darkest sides of her reign is that the Great Hunger in Ireland happened. So over 1 million Irish people died. And here's a really interesting fact that shows her role in this. So she was kind of like, oh, they're suffering. I'll give them a bit of money. So she donates £2,000 to Ireland to help with this huge famine.
Oh.
And then the Sultan of Turkey tries to donate £10,000, which is £2 million in today's currency. Now, I feel like a good leader's reaction would be like, maybe I should chip in a bit more. But there was a rule that no one could look more generous than the Queen of England. So they made everyone who donated only donate a max of £2,000.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
It's insane. So,
wow.
I'm not saying
Turkey wanted to help the Irish. What was the angle?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I'm not sure why the Sultan got in on that.
I think the rest of the world thought it was pretty shocking how England was treating Ireland.
Because
there's a lot of history of the rest of the world helping Ireland behind England's back.
Okay.
And just everyone being, what the fuck is England doing? And like, I think it was during the Great Famine that, I don't know which tribe it was, but in Native American tribes sent money to Ireland.
Really?
And then, yeah, and then there was, we'll have to re-edit this and I'll get the facts right. But
we'll
like,
put a robot voice.
In COVID-19 times, Ireland, loads of Irish donations went to this, you know, Indigenous American tribe in America.
Okay.
And loads of the, on the Patreon page or whatever, it said Ireland remembers. And like literally this tribe helped Ireland. And then 200 years later or whatever, Ireland helped this tribe because it's like the communities and the community leaders and everybody remembers.
Oh, that's so cute.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it was this whole thing. And it's so shit that I can't remember any details. Mm. I'm so tired. I'm not
it's
terrible
cool.
Person.
Yes, that's definitely the conclusion we should come to, is that you're a terrible person.
Yeah, she didn't remember exactly the thing I'd never heard of.
If there's one thing I learned from the Irish famine, it's that Katie Wilkins, who has Irish lineage, is a terrible person.
Drunk women solving crime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, I haven't said this just to make you laugh more about the assassination attempts, but it just adds a bit of color. So all 8 of the assassination attempts happened while the queen was in the same place.
Wow.
Where do you think she was when these attempts took place?
Having high tea with 8 of her best friends. They were all bitches.
I guess in a park.
Yeah, ooh. Halfway through building a park. See, well, I want to say sitting on her throne, but maybe the other kind of throne. Maybe she was like...
Oh.
Katie, that's inappropriate. You know what, Ariel? You are right. It tended to be in a park because she was always in her carriage. Because she and Albert would go out and parade around all the time. And this was almost like, this was the dawn of sort of, oh, here we are.
Yeah, every time I see a movie about her or something about her, she's in the park. And I'm like, this girl likes park.
She likes parks. So the first attempt ever happened when she was just 4 months married to Prince Albert. And she was 4 months pregnant. And I feel like we don't talk enough about that.
Shotgun
wedding. I don't know.
Wow. Anyway. And her so puritanical.
I know. It makes you wonder. Anyway, this.
Or it could have been wedding night, because I suppose if there's no sex before marriage, they might just be super fertile and they're just like.
They were young.
Yeah, they were young. And they had a lot of kids, so maybe she was fertile.
And first horny. Cousins as well.
Horny.
And horny.
Horny.
They really were first cousins.
Yeah.
First cousins.
It's not even second cousins, right? It's definitely first cousins.
Yeah, because that helps when you can cushion it a little bit. Like, well, second, that gets, yeah.
But it's mad that when you think about cousins like that, it's like thinking about my brother having a kid and me having a kid and them boffing. Like, that is first cousins, man. That's insane.
But you can both chip in on the wedding. Like, it kind of makes sense. I get it.
Do you know what? I'm going to ring him later, actually. We'll make a plan. Great.
Do it. Right. So this first assassin was Edward Oxford. He was a barkeep, and he basically just wanted to achieve notoriety. He had no political motive. And I have to say, mission accomplished. That's all he's fucking known for. Like, you tried to kill the queen. Like, it's kind of worked. Now, there was one case that a gun was not used. Will you tell me, what do you think the weapon was in that case? If it wasn't a gun, what was it? I'll give you a hint. It's kind of funny. But only kind of.
A hammer. That's not funny.
It's a bit like a hammer, but even funnier.
A Ned file, isn't
it?
Yeah!
We've come full circle.
That's good.
What's the most Victorian thing I can think of? Maybe
it's a bit like a nail file in that it's something that's used for something else. It's not a weapon.
Ooh, a top hat?
Very close. It was a cane.
Ah.
Oh. Yeah. So this was a guy called Robert Pate. He was a former British Army officer who it's now speculated that he suffered from episodes of mania because he was often seen goose stepping in Hyde Park. I had to Google goose stepping because I didn't know what that was. Did you guys know what that is?
Goose. I mean, stepping. I know who John Cleese is, and John Cleese did the goose step. That's what I know. And then I had to realize that, oh, he's doing the Nazi thing, right? So goose stepping is Nazi.
Yes, it's
so.
Well, it's big soldier steps. I mean, I think.
Oh yeah, because this was what, 18 something, right?
Yeah, this is pre-Nazi. But if you can't goose step in Hyde Park, like, where the fuck can you? But he just came up while the carriage was stopped and just bopped her in the head with his cane.
Oh, he actually made contact. No one there's no Secret Service with her at all.
They're around, but it's really, in all these accounts, they're like, sometimes they get there, sometimes they don't notice. It's so public.
Jesus.
They
get
really close.
Is that why queens wear crowns now, just in case?
It's a helmet, yeah.
But that's not attempted murder. That's just like, get off the way, prick, you know?
Well,
it's just a road rage. That's what it is.
Road rage.
It was the original I'm walking here.
Oh, well, queen, they love drama. Oh, it tries to kill me. No, bitch, get out of the way.
He hit her pretty hard, but she's like, she's nails. She was kind of like, I'm not hurt. And then, like, slowly her eye just swelled up and she had black eye. And she's like, maybe we should go home. Classic British farce, guys. It's amazing. Yeah. Now, there were 8 assassination attempts, but how many assassins were there?
It's going to be less than 8.
Which comes back to, Katie's point, like, well, how many actual... You said 10, Ariel, so maybe a few people working
together.
Because
they don't seem very bright, all of them, you know?
Yeah.
I think they need a backup murderer or something.
They're not good at this, are they?
No,
they're not succeeding.
They're not brilliant.
Well, so maybe a few different gangs? So it could be like 10 people, but 4 gangs?
Okay. Organized Victorian
I think it's
crime.
Just like... one really, really eager guy. I know we've already talked about 3 of them, so 3. So let's say 4, because I think that there was 3 that we've talked about and the other 4 attempts was one guy with a really shitty gun.
Not a bad guess. I guess technically you're closest. It was 7. So there's just one person who made 2 separate attempts. Now, this is an interesting story. John Francis was just the second person to try to assassinate Victoria, so right after the guy we talked about. Why do you think he managed to even have 2 attempts? Why was he able to do this?
So he escaped the first time.
Or was he like, was he actually quite a posh guy? Or, I don't know, did he sort of get let off because he was like, oh, no, I was trying to kill the guy, the other guy that was trying to kill her. So did that happen at the same time? And he killed the other assassin.
Well, he did get away. He was described as a swarthy rascal, a.k.a. Hannah George's type. But his gun failed to fire, which is not Hannah George's type. They heard it. But because they were like, what was that? And they couldn't identify him right away, he tucked it into his coat and he ran into Green Park. Huh. Now, knowing that there was an assassin on the loose, they of course advise Queen Victoria to lay low in the palace. What does Queen Victoria say to this?
I've just invented Green Park. I'm going back there.
Yeah, she's on a fucking Segway through Green Park. She's just like, I'm here, and I'm fucking, shoot me if you want, you silly, yeah.
No, she doesn't take any shit. I don't think she feels threatened at all, because seriously, they've got issues. The British need to up the game. You know, she's like, they try, they're very rubbish at it. Let's get on with life, you know?
Well, you are all correct, and if she had had a segue, Hannah George, I'm pretty sure she would have been on one, and that is the best image I've had in a long time. Yeah, she basically said, let's set up a sting operation. I don't know what it would have been called Victorian era.
Okay.
Wow.
So the very next day, she and Albert go out for a ride just to catch this guy, taking the chance that he'll come back and try to kill her again.
See, I'm like, we're always told that they're so in love, but now I'm like, was Albert like, hopefully, you know, I'm going to be free and single in a minute.
It does slightly have that vibe, doesn't it?
It's like, why isn't Albert telling her to, like, lay low? Why is he so fine with this?
I want to fuck somebody who's not my cousin. I wonder what that's like. Oh, my gosh. Well, I get the sense from the story that he was shit scared, and she's like, come on, Albert, come on. And he's like, this is a bad idea.
She's older than him, right? Maybe like only 1 or 2 years. It's probably nothing.
Well, I have a quote from Albert about this sting operation. You may imagine that our minds were not very easy, Albert wrote to his father. We looked behind every tree, and I cast my eyes round in search of the rascal's face. So he was just shitting himself, and she's like, come on, bring it on. Did it work?
Well, I mean, to me, of course it didn't, because they're trying to be subtle, but Albert's there like a fucking meerkat. Like, oh God, no, he's there. Like, yeah, of course, like, it's so unsubtle. Like, yeah, of course it didn't work.
But Albert's got a lot to lose if he loses the little queen, you know, because he's nobody. They didn't like him already. He's German, he's a cousin, you know, he had a very bad, you know, background. But, you know, all he's got is that little queen. You know her, she's like ghetto. She's got nothing to lose. You know, she wants to have fun, have sex behind a tree, you know? That's what she's thinking of. That's exciting.
That's why I built Green Park.
Yeah, when they go home, they're like, you know what? Just pretend that you want to murder me, you know?
That's like,
no,
that is
good.
That's awesome.
I'm so curious what she was like behind closed doors, because this puritanical thing, like, yeah, I don't buy it.
Oh, you think that was a front to like be no, women shouldn't wear makeup, and then the queen secretly is like, wants to fuck everything.
I feel it's like evangelical preachers who are homophobic, and then it turns out it's like, well, those are my issues. I just feel like anything you push that hard against, it's like, what's going on there, Vic? What are your fantasies? You've nailed a cousin. What else do you wish you could do behind the tree?
On the Isle of Wight, that's called peeking.
I mean, she's got no leg to stand on in terms of, like, whatever the morality was.
Yeah, but she...
I do love that. I am Team Vicky right now. Sorry, just in terms of her going back out and being like, use me as royal bait. I love that.
It's pretty cool. This was the case that I was going to hone in.
And is she 4 months pregnant in this as well?
No, that was just the first one. So this is 2 years later. So she's still got kids, though. She has at least one, maybe two. She's like,
use me as bait. Someone else can raise that future monarch. Well,
Katie, I have to send you this quote because I didn't write it down. She did not like being a mother. She has this really dark quote that's like, my children are the shadow on my existence. Like, it is bleak.
Okay.
Wow. They portray her so much like a mom because she keep on having kids. Like she loved them, but actually she didn't have the pill, so she just had to get on. It's sex, children. Oh, man, I'm just going to have sex, although I'm going to have those kids.
God, it must have been fucking great sex, though, mustn't it?
Oh my God, if she just kept doing it. You know what? You guys, now I think she's got postnatal depression. It's like, I want to fucking die. Get me on the Segway. I'm bait now. Oh, whatever happens.
Yes.
It could be, you know.
And maybe a Prince Albert piercing was her attempt at contraception. She's like, let's just stab you through the dick. And he's like, what? And she's like, let's just try. I'm really sick of handing the kids off to the nanny. Anyway, it did work, you guys. So John Francis comes right back out. He's like, they're out again. I'm going to do it.
Jumps out, tries to kill her.
He jumps out. He takes a shot. The gun fires, but he missed. He's a terrible shot. He had his one moment, and they tackle him to the ground. He was sentenced to be drawn and quartered.
Wait, was this the Irish guy?
No.
Which guy is this?
So John Francis. No, not the pub guy.
He's just a new guy to the story, I think.
Katie, he was called Hamilton, and I was thinking, like, what a shitty musical it could have been if they had done this Hamilton. So, yeah, they tackled him, and he's sentenced. So, drawn and quartered, I only know this from Braveheart. So, fill me in,
hung,
guys.
Drawn and quartered. This is what they did to Braveheart, too.
So, they would cut... They disembowel them? Yeah. Tell me, what happens?
So, they're hanging, they're hung.
Yes.
And then they're drawn and quartered. So, they, like, do a thing, and then, yeah, disembowel them. So, while
so
they're
hanging... So, you drew a cross, so their insides... Yeah. Okay. And they're alive when they do that?
They're suffocating slowly, being hung.
Right.
And then they cut the bowels fall out of them and land on the floor while they're still suffocating. Mm-hmm. So it's a proper obscene torture.
It is obscene torture. Mm-hmm. So the queen, and I don't know if this was just for show, but they sentence him to this, and the queen commutes his punishment.
Wait, actually, they cut Braveheart's dick off in the movie. Maybe it's Guy Fawkes they hung, drawn, and quartered.
No, they
don't know my barbaric history.
I know, it's tough. Anyway, so she basically says, no, we won't do that. You're just banished forever. So he was also Irish. I'm sorry, Katie, was.
So she pardoned him.
Well, via banishment. So he probably got sent to a penal colony. Which is
Australia.
It could have been Australia or Gibraltar or... You guys had a fuckload of penal colonies. I don't know.
There's a scene in Hannibal where someone gets hung, drawn, and quartered.
Oh, yes.
I love that all our history is literally from movies. Or Cruising with Dan McDonald or Blackadder.
I can't read about this stuff. I want to see it. Okay. Anyway, I have all these notes and I just forgot. He was banished to Gibraltar. It was Gibraltar. So the last two assassins or would-be assassins were someone called William Bean, who was also protesting the state of things. And this is very depressing. He knew that prison would be preferable to his life because that's how bad poverty was. He's like, I'll take my chance in prison.
Wow.
And then the very last attempt was someone called Roderick MacLean. Question, something about this attempt is different than all of the others. What do you think the difference is?
Is this the politically motivated guy from Ireland?
No, we've already had him. He's come and gone. He got sent to Australia, actually.
Wow.
Did this happen a lot later in Queen Victoria's life, perhaps?
Oh, is Albert gone?
Yeah, so, I mean, not that obviously he did much good anyway, because he was just terrified the whole time. But maybe this was, because I imagine an assassination on an older queen is probably even more like, come on, dude.
Or maybe this one was more, was more prepared. Like, instead of one gun, he's got two guns, you know? This guy's got the brain.
And then he's got like a knife up his sock, just
and a cane as well, just in case. Yeah.
A combination assassin, I love it. I've also got a nail file, but that's just for my nails. Katie, any advance?
Was it poison and she actually got a bit sick or something?
Ooh. That's a very good guess. Like, did he get further along? It's not. He used a gun as well, but he was the only one found not guilty.
Go on.
Everyone else was sentenced. Well, Roderick MacLean took a very random attempt on her life, had no reasons to give, and he was basically declared insane, and he spent the rest of his life in an asylum.
Huh.
So it's not a happy ending, but he was the only one found actually not guilty.
Wow.
We always raise a glass at the end of these cases, and I didn't want to just be like, here's to Queen Victoria. It's not that simple. So here's to complex women who you can't fence into the good or bad category.
Cheers. Cheers.
Thanks, Vicky.
Drunk women solving crime.
So we have time for a listener crime. This comes to us from Vanessa in Adelaide, Australia. And Vanessa is one of our loveliest fans. She posts on Facebook a lot, and we love Vanessa.
Oh, yeah, I like Vanessa. Yeah, yes. She posts about it. It's my favorite. Yeah,
it's so great. Now, I've tried to cut it down. This is adorable. It's chock full. We'll go back to it. There's another crime. There's stuff to choose from. So, without further ado, when I was about 7, I was wrongly accused of a crime that has gone down in the annals of our family. We had an upright freezer in the laundry room. Same. Did you guys have like a spare freezer?
No.
We had like a really ugly looking freezer where we kept like gross food.
My grandparents did.
Did they?
Is that one like under the stairs, but that was our main freezer. We had a main freezer under the stairs. Yeah.
Got it.
See, like, the French person didn't have one because they just have really nice food in France. They don't need to, like, freeze it.
We had fresh food. I'm like, what is that?
We wouldn't touch that food that you're putting in a freezer.
Where did you put your Jell-O pudding pops?
What is that? Gosh.
It's a niche little reference. You don't want to know. I mean, it brings Bill Cosby into things. It gets very complicated. But it was like ice lollies. Anyway, so they had an upright freezer in the laundry room, and each school term, my mother would make dozens of sandwiches and freeze them for our school lunches. My older sister was usually the one to retrieve the frozen sandwiches in the morning. One Friday, for some unknown reason, I was allowed to do it instead. I was reminded repeatedly to make sure I shut the freezer door properly. It was old, and the door seals weren't as good as they used to be. When I'd closed the door, I pushed so hard that the whole freezer slid back along the floor, so I was confident it was closed. Monday morning comes. My sister goes to get our sandwiches for school and calls out that there's water all over the laundry floor. Our mother goes to see the mess, and almost immediately I'm summoned to see what you've done. I had to cut all this out, but they have tortured her for years and like weeks after it and years, like just she was so in trouble with this. So she gives us this info. Stored in the freezer were not only our school lunches, but also various meats, loaves of bread, vegetables, cartons of milk. You shouldn't freeze vegetables. I'm just saying that. All of which, maybe they're frozen vegetables. Okay. All of which were spoiled. I'm on your side, Vanessa. That's what I'm saying. They were all spoiled, so it was understandable she was furious. In our house at that time, it was my parents, my sister, who was older, and me. She was only 7. Also, my father went fishing on the Saturday and claimed that he had a great catch, which would have been given pride of place on the top shelf of the freezer. We need to solve this crime to exonerate poor Vanessa.
Yes, we do.
From all of these accusations.
So she took the sandwich on Friday, and they discovered that on Monday.
On Monday.
So they did not eat all weekend.
This is a very good point. This might have been part that I took out of the email that I shouldn't have. No, I think she explains that they had some fresh food in the fridge. So her mom, she doesn't think, had to go to the fridge. She's questioning whether her dad went into the freezer with his big fish, though, and then was sort of like, bop, bop, bop.
So the theory is so she does nothing wrong, shuts the freezer on Friday.
She's Saturday, positive she shut it.
Dad goes in, puts a fish in the freezer. He fucks it up. Maybe he goes back on Sunday, sees all the water, thinks, uh-oh, I'm in trouble, removes the fish so that his 7-year-old daughter gets the blame.
Yeah, I know who I could
think of. That's dark.
Remove the evidence.
That's dark.
Yes.
I mean,
main suspects are the sister and the dad. I think mom's out of this.
Where's the fish? Like, the dad gets a fish. We only hear of the fish. Do we see the fish? Is it fresh? Is it frozen? Do they eat it?
Good question.
We need more info.
I'm stuck on this 7-year-old that could push a chest freezer to the back of the room. Yeah. Like, I mean, and I don't think it's dishonest. X-Man. I think she's an X-Man. And so Vanessa, I'm impressed with your strength.
Yes, strength.
Super strength. And I think that, yeah, with someone with your strength would not leave the door open. So we know it's not Vanessa. I think that she says, oh, it's unusual. I was sent to the freezer. Mm. I think her sister had already broken the door.
Oh,
and she's gone. Yep. I know what I'm going to do.
I knew it was broken.
Well, because yeah. Why did she? She never had that job. Why was she suddenly given that job just when it all goes wrong?
Ooh. And maybe that's why the fridge went back so easily, because it was on already waterplaning on like some water.
On the wet
but
floor.
I don't understand. It's in the laundry room. They said the freezer was in the laundry room.
Yes.
We're talking weekends and no one went to the laundry room? Come on.
Actually, yeah.
Weekend, we do everything, and it looks like the mum is well prepared, doing all the cooking for
us.
Days of, you know what I mean? So there's got time. For the laundry, don't actually tell me no one noticed nothing.
This is an excellent point.
Point
Who
area?
Is doing the
wow.
washing, and why aren't they going, hey, there's water all over the floor from this freezer when I'm trying to put my washing on?
Someone has framed her,
it's
but
the
who
mom.
Is it?
It's the mum. She's been talking to get a new freezer for years. Nothing happened.
Yes.
And you know, she's blaming on the little girl, because the little girl is strong and, you know, she knows she can cope with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, the bigger girl, she'd be crying like a bitch, you know. So she's like, I'm just going to frame my little girl. That's it. But she needed a freezer. It's for the good of the whole family.
Yes.
Vanessa, you've taken one for the team here, and
this
we respect
checks out.
That.
Ariel has solved this.
You have, and I truly believe that you have just made a woman in Adelaide very happy. So well done. Wow.
Talk to your mum.
Went there, talked to your mum. Case closed.
Yes.
Ariel, that leaves us just enough time to ask you. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for having me.
Tell us, what have you got going on? Is there anything you'd like to plug? Would you like people to find you online? Tell us about
yourself. Yeah, I'm online. I'm on Facebook. You know, like my page, because apparently it's important. I'm on Twitter as well. Look for Ariel Suma. I'm at Fat Comedian, PHAT, you know. Pretty hey. Hot and tempting. Thank you. I just retweet my whatever I say, even if it's... Because apparently it's important as well. And also I'm writing a sitcom. I'm very excited, so when I will need some funding, people go on my page and give me money.
Perfect.
Love it.
Awesome.
Well, Ariel, thank you so much for being with us, and we've been Drunk Women Solving Crime. Cheers, everyone.
Thank you.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and on Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then please write it in that review and we'll solve it. Thank you so much to Acast for hosting us, and thank you for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.